to episode 14 of the Trivial Trivia Slam. This is one of your hosts, Sarah, and it's been a long 6 years since you've heard from us. Unfortunately, you're not going to get everyone, but you are going to get me. Hope you enjoy. The slam consists of 3 rounds with 5 questions each. Our first round this time will be Greek mythology. Our second round will be 90s music. And our third round will be on my favorite movie, Batman. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. So our first round, as I said, is going to be on Greek mythology. I'm going to give you the questions, and then at the end, I'll review the questions and give you the answers. See how many you can get correct. Question 1. Which creature in Greek mythology was half man and half bull? Question 2. What was left in Pandora's box after she released Misery and Evil? Question 3. Who is the Greek goddess of love, pleasure, and procreation? Question 4. What book series follows teenage demigods, the offspring of gods or goddesses, and mere mortals? Question 5. What ancient Greek building sits atop the hill Acropolis overlooking the city of Athens? We'll be back in just a moment with the answers. All right, and let's get to those answers. Question 1 was about a creature who is half man and half bull. That would be a minotaur. Question 2 about Pandora's box. What was left after she released Misery and Evil? What was left was hope. The goddess of love, pleasure, and procreation is Aphrodite. Question 4, the book series following teenage demigods would be Percy Jackson. Question 5, which ancient Greek building overlooks the city of Athens? That would be the Parthenon. Just mere hours from where I live in Nashville, Tennessee, we have our own version of the Parthenon that contains a 42-foot tall statue of Athena herself. On to round 2. Round 2 is going to be 90s music trivia. Question 1. What 93 music video began with a girl holding up a playing card that said, "Once upon a time"? Question 2. What is the title of MC Hammer's most successful single of the 1990s? Question 3. Which 2 members of NSYNC were on the new Mickey Mouse Clubhouse? Question 4. Speaking of Mouseketeers, which former Mouseketeer released the song Genie in a Bottle in 1999? Question 5 is going to be a little different. I'm going to give you a lyric, you'll name the artist. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. And we'll be right back with your answers. And now for your answers. The 93 music video that began with a girl holding up a playing card that said Once Upon a Time, that would be The Spin Doctors' Two Princes. What was the title of MC Hammer's most successful single of the 90s? If you were alive in the 90s and you don't know this, I don't believe that we can be friends. But that would be You Can't Touch This. Number 3, what 2 members of NSYNC were Mouseketeers? That would be Justin Timberlake and JC Chazé. question four. Another Mouseketeer released Genie in a Bottle. That would be Christina Aguilera. Question five, the song lyric, "It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife," would be Alanis Morissette. On to round three, my favorite.
With the devil in the pale moonlight?
What?
I always ask that of all my people.
All right, now for round three. If you've listened to the podcast before, you know I absolutely love Batman. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, you should have. But I absolutely love Batman. So this movie round is not going to cover one specific movie. It's going to cover the span of movies. And possibly the TV show. Like I said, I just really, really love Batman. So anyway, let's get to those questions. Question one, what are the names of Bruce Wayne's parents? Question two, the Bat, the Cat, and the Penguin was the tagline for which Batman movie? Question three, in which film, after the 1989 release of Batman, was Robin introduced in? Question four, name the four women who have portrayed Catwoman on screen. Question five, what U.S. senator has appeared in three Batman films? We'll be back in a minute with the answers. Why so serious? Guess you want the answers to that trivia round. Question one, Bruce Wayne's parents, that would be Thomas and Martha. Question two, the Bat, the Cat, and the Penguin, that would be Batman Returns. Question three, when in the world was Robin first introduced? That would be Batman Forever. Question four, the four Catwomen. That would be Eartha Kitt, Julie Newmar, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Anne Hathaway. We will also accept Halle Berry, even though that wasn't actually a Batman movie. Question five, what U.S. senator has appeared in three Batman films? Bet you didn't know there was a senator that had been in three Batman films. He has been in Batman and Robin, The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises. It would be Senator Patrick Leahy from the great state of Vermont. All right, ladies and gents, that is it for episode 14 of the Trivial Trivia Slam. I hope you enjoyed it. The intro music is called Slammatrix by Jeff. Round one's music was Ola Ola Bossa Nova by the Juanitos. Round two's music was The 90s by Los Close. Round three's music was Batman by Attic Ted. Check us out on social media. Go find us on Facebook. Look up Trivial Trivia Podcast. Send me some feedback. Let me know what you think. You can also find us on Twitter at TrivTriv Podcast. That's TRIVTRIV Podcast. Anyway, until next time, I hope everyone stays safe and healthy. Have a good one.